What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to District Baseball. You can follow us on Twitter/X. We got all of our links down below. Back here with Nick once again. He's back after being a bit under the weather last week. So we're going
to
be
Hold on. I'm an idiot. I forgot to start recording again on OBS.
No problem.
Dude, I am falling apart here.
It's all right.
All right, go for it.
Okay, hold on. What's up, everyone, and welcome back to District Baseball. You can follow us on X/Twitter down below. We have all of our links on screen right now. I'm back with Nick this week. He is back after being a bit under the weather last week. And we have a little bit of Nationals news to go into, not a full episode's worth, but we have some things that have gone down within the coaching staff and also in the front office in recent weeks. Dating back to September, there's been a lot of turnover. So we've kind of just been keeping an eye out on everything that's been going down. There's still a lot to do for the Nationals, and we will talk about it more when things are done. But there was also a lot of things that did happen, which starts with the coaching staff. But first, let's take it back over to Nick, because it's been a little while, buddy. How you feeling?
Good. Glad to be back. I was a little under the weather there for a minute, but feeling a little bit better now. Hoping I can make it through this episode without pleasuring people's ear holes with my coughing, but we're all good. Playoff baseball has been great. The Nationals, obviously, the topic of today's show. Some cause for optimism, dare I say, but also like cause for pessimism as well with some of the moves they may have not made, which we'll talk about. So it's just kind of a weird spot to be in, because like we're cautiously optimistic, but you can also sort of expect more of the same. So it's a weird position to be in for Nats fans.
Yeah, I'm with you, because I feel like the front office hires are probably where we could be a little bit more optimistic.
Yeah.
And yet when we take it to the coaching side of things, it's pretty much the opposite. Basically, if you aren't aware, there were some firings and also some rehirings for next season. We'll start with the firings, because they're worse, in my opinion.
Agreed.
They're so bad. We'll start with Eric Young Jr., who was let go. This is a big loss for the Nationals. I don't think people really understand just how impactful Eric Young was on the Nationals' base running improvements this year. And CJ Abrams specifically has cited him multiple times as helping him steal 47 bags. And that most of those bags were in the second half when he was in the leadoff spot. They said, yeah, you're out of here. You made our best player, our best piece better. Nah, see you later. So that really sucks, because Eric Young is a great coach and he's probably going to get picked up somewhere, and whoever picks him up is going to love him. And the Nationals really did improve in their base running this year from last year. And so that's a big bummer. Other fired coaches include Gary DeSarcina, who I thought had a better season this year over at third base. Tim Bogar, who's been around since 2018. He was there as the bench coach during the World Series. He's now gone. And assistant hitting coach Pat Rossler has also been let go. We're still waiting on Henry Blanco. He's our catching coach currently. They haven't said whether or not they're going to bring him back. They should probably not bring him back.
Fire which means him they to prob- the sun.
They probably will bring him back, because they keep doing all the moves that we don't want them to do. Hickey and Coles also return after two abysmal seasons, both offensively and pitching wise, especially pitching wise. We knew this was going to happen. We knew it was going to happen. It was almost inevitable. But we were still pushing for it to not to happen, because especially with Hickey, there's just not been any general improvement with this team. Their best finish in terms of pitching F war or ERA is 27th in the league since Hickey has been here. So, Nick, let me just get some thoughts from you. What do you think about the hiring and firings here?
You know, I put this out on District on Deck as well. Like, don't paint the walls of a house and tell me it's renovated. You know, don't make these minor moves and tell me we're going to have a completely different philosophy, approach, result, outcome, whatever next year. But at the same time, it's not like these moves were, you know, the firing specifically were inconsequential. Like, you just cited Eric Young Jr. and his impressions to this young team. Gary DeSarcina, I didn't view as a big loss, but I agree with you that he was much better this year than years past. I do think the stench of years past had followed him.
Yes, 2022 especially.
Yeah. Pat Rosler, I think that's kind of more what I'm referring to with my analogy. Like, the problem is Darnell Coles and his philosophy. Yeah. I don't get what Pat Rosler did wrong.
He probably said, hey, maybe we shouldn't strike out so much.
Right. Maybe we shouldn't swing. Maybe we should hit the ball hard or in the air. Like, God forbid.
And they're like, that's not the Tony Gwynn approach. You're out of here.
Yeah. So that's an odd one to me for sure. And then Tim Bogar, he's getting managerial looks.
That's what I was going to say, actually point that out. Like, I saw multiple people being like, hey, he's going to get looks around the league as a bench coach and as manager.
So like, I really don't understand that one. And then we thought it was just like, when these moves were first announced, I thought it was just making moves for the sake of making moves. But I don't know exactly who it was, whether it was Masson, which you got to take everything Masson says with a grain of salt. But apparently these moves were led by Davey. Like, Davey was making these decisions, which obviously he should. He's the manager. But again, he's like letting go of guys that aren't the issue. You know, we weren't a great base running team, but we were pretty good. And middle definitely pack, got better.
Which was a lot better than the previous year when we were last.
So it's like, why is base running the thing we want to address, as opposed to like our bottom of the league staff and our bottom of the league hitting? Like, it's just absurd. And you saw Bob Carpenter, Charlie Slows on Twitter. He was like, in defense of Darnell Coles, saying it's not really Coles, it's just they don't have a good team, which is a legitimate argument. It just is. Whether you like the guys or not, they're not good hitters. A lot of them are not. That being said, the philosophy isn't even playing to their strengths. That's what we're talking about. We're not saying the Nationals should be a top five offense. We're saying they should be much better than they are. And, you know, especially guys like K.B. Ruiz, Luis Garcia, like guys where you need to play to those strengths. The stretches of Abrams and Ruiz seasons in particular that were good, were going away from the Coles philosophy. His is, you know, swing early in the count, you know, don't strike out, even if it's weak contact, where, you know, Abrams and Ruiz, when they really got hot, they were pulling the ball in the air and seeing pitches. You know, so
especially Ruiz.
Garcia too. So it's just like, when your young guys who you're trying to build around are having success doing the opposite of what the team philosophy is, then, you know, like it's baffling to me. And I don't think anyone's going to disagree with me on the Hickey return. I just think, like, people say, oh, he was the Rays pitching coach for forever. The Rays didn't really become the Rays we know now until after he left. Look it up. Like, you know, you think of the Rays, oh, they can take any pitcher and make them, like, you know, at least a serviceable pitcher, if not a great pitcher. You know, you think Charlie Morton, Zach Eflin, I merged those two names there. but like guys like that who, you know, are just ball players and they turn into like great pitchers down in the Rays factory. That all started after Hickey left.
Pretty much Hickey, directly after he left. Directly. It's kind of interesting if you look at the timelines there.
And then Hickey was with the Cubs with Joe Maddon. And then once Joe Maddon was let go, Hickey was out of baseball. Like, it's not like he like immediately lashed on. He was out of baseball for 2 years. Yeah. And then, you know, Davey Martinez had familiarity with him and brought him on. Davey's hiring his friends. And he's not, hasn't really been getting out of his comfort zone with his hirings. So that's kind of a cause for concern. And yeah. I just feels like he wanted to keep the guys he likes around and made the other guys the sacrificial lambs. That's how it feels to me, like on the outside looking in.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Yeah, well, because like you said, we were firing coaches in areas that weren't the issue. Like base running, they improved. They got better. Why would you fire the coach who is responsible for that? It doesn't make any sense. It's just so that they look a little bit better. They're trying to make it seem like it was these other guys.
Yeah.
That was really the big problem. It's full coaching philosophy. Like the Nationals hit the most, like some of the most ground balls. They swing earliest in the count. They hit some of the weakest contact in the league. It's a full hitting philosophy of just get it in play. That's not gonna cut it in 2023 MLB. That didn't cut it ever. I mean, seriously, no team that hits like this like ever wins.
And even
just, like
even
the Guardians last year got the closest that you can get, and then it wasn't sustainable. It's not going to work. It just isn't. And then obviously Hickey's so bad. I don't even, it doesn't even make sense. Like this is so bizarre. This whole, the fact that he's still employed, he's the only team that will employ him is us. Like that's a problem.
Yeah.
I think it's like another thing you said, not getting out of your comfort zone in the hiring front. I actually think they did do that kind of in the front office. They finally moved Chris Klein, who directed the draft for basically the last decade and a half, finally moved him to a different role and brought in some outside the organization help to manage the draft and scouting in Danny Haas, who came from the D-backs, and Brad Ciolek, I think that's how you pronounce that, from the Orioles. So on the front office side, there actually is a little bit of optimism. Nick, what do you think about these new hirings?
Cautiously optimistic, kind of what I was saying before. I think hiring from the Orioles is great, especially if it involves your draft process. Obviously, they have killed it in that area.
And not just in the number ones. They've found guys later in rounds that have been influential, which is exactly what the Nationals need badly.
Yeah. So getting a guy like that to presumably lead the draft operations, great move. You know, zero issues there. Moving Chris Klein over again, zero issues there. Danny Haas, I don't know a ton about. The Diamondbacks have had some success, you know, pretty good success with, you know, their younger farm system. I was like, God, I couldn't remember the name with their farm system. So obviously they're in the NLCS right now and very well could be in the World Series by the, you know, time some of you are listening to this. But so you're hiring from the right places. And you're not hiring from like the White Sox, for instance, or, you know, one of these bottom dollar teams like the Royals, whose rebuild will go on for another 20 years before they, you know, do anything substantial. So, you know, cautiously optimistic, but we need to see results. And also there's still like a lot of roles to be filled within the front office. They let go a lot of people. So I really don't want it to just be like, we had, these aren't the exact numbers, but we had 20 guys and we let them go. And now we're going to replace them with like six guys. You know, I want them to replace all of those positions with hopefully just guys that are better at their jobs.
Yeah, they haven't replaced any of the
scouts,
12 scouts that were let go. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Johnny DePuglio resigned, seemingly seeing the writing on the wall back in September. They haven't replaced his position. So there's plenty of positions to be filled. They took a good step in the right direction with Haas and Brad. I can't do your last name, buddy. but I think that's a good duo right there that will be handling drafting and scouting going forward. I don't really see the point of moving Chris Klein to any, like, I don't know why they didn't just,
you got rid of everyone else Rizzo was like close with. I guess
that's his guy, I guess, maybe, that he likes. But taking a little bit of control out of direct control out of Rizzo's hands, you know, with his guys not being as involved. Now it's more outside hires, which I think is the right approach, honestly. So in the front office, there's like you said, cautious optimism there. Still a lot to be done, but there's something at least being done. So that's good. And it's good when you consider that the hires on the coaching staff or the firings were not that so good, and they still have to hire some more guys. So we'll be waiting for those hirings on the coaching staff and in the front office over the offseason. Any major updates we'll obviously be bringing you. I think that's really all we needed to discuss today. I mean, there was some Arizona Fall League action with some guys, but it's honestly not going that well for most of them. So we don't have to talk about
Carter Kieboom in the Mexican League.
I didn't even know he was playing in the Mexican League, but no, I don't really want to talk about that.
I feel like he's going to find a home there sooner rather than later.
Yeah, he might.
I mean, the other piece of news that I would just throw out there is the 40-man roster is kind of starting to take shape. Rutherford Chavis and Hobie Harris were all outrighted to AAA. When that happens, you have the option to either accept the assignment or elect free agency, and they all elected free agency. So none of them will be back. I don't think that's necessarily a surprise, and I don't think that's necessarily a loss. But at the same time, those are still three positions you're going to need to address in one way or another, even if it's internal, like guys that were outside of the 40-man roster who are now looking to make the 40-man roster. You're going to need outfield depth. You're going to need a bench guy who can play a couple different positions, and you're going to need bullpen depth, as every single team ever has always needed bullpen depth. So there's a lot of moves that need to be made, and they don't have to be like top shelf moves, but they need to be quality moves nonetheless. So it's an important off season, and I'm hoping a lot of this, you know, specifically the front office, take shape before the conclusion of the World Series, So that way we can kind of be in place when free agency starts, as opposed to playing catch up, yeah. You know, like trying to figure out what the front office looks like before we even, you know, sign a free agent, and all of a sudden it's December and, you know, a lot of the quality guys are gone. Yeah. But we'll see. Again, cautiously optimistic, but I can't help but feel like, you know, they're not making the moves aside from like the draft area. They're not making the moves in the areas of need that needed to be improved.
Yeah, there's still plenty to be improved in the player development front.
Yeah, that's the big one.
Yeah, so still plenty of things that need to happen because there's vacant positions. I agree. I think they need to try and fill that before free agency begins so that they are set and ready to go when that process begins. But yeah, so three more 40-man spots to be filled. We'll be looking for when those do get filled. We will obviously be talking about that. But yeah, I think we're good now, right? Anything else that I missed?
No, I think we're good. We'll see what happens. Yeah. The Nationals always keep us on our toes.
Still plenty of question marks, and we'll have plenty more episodes discussing moves like this coming in the future. But like I said earlier, check out all of our links. We've got everything in the description as well as on screen right now. Check us out on X/Twitter. And we will see you guys in the next episode. Peace.
Later, guys.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.